I thought Jim Wilson would be on about this.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be fun about this.
Yeah, no, Stephen, because I actually think you should be ashamed of yourself this morning.
Why?
And I'll tell you why I think you should be ashamed. You came from the Loyalist Rugby Unionist community, and you know what bonfires mean to our young generation and the kids. And let me finish.
Yes, I do.
Yes, right. Now, so let me tell you something. There's a complete difference to dictating to a community and working with the community. Do you agree with that?
There's what?
Yes or no? Do you agree that there's a difference in dictating to a community and ramming something down their throat, or is it better to work within that community to get results? Because I can tell you now, Tarahana and the SDLP and the Alliance were on the other week about the flags and the licenses of flags.
Yes, licenses.
I mean, let me finish. And then when you add this all together, it's party political. And you've just jumped on the bandwagon and supporting them in the way...
I'm not supporting anything.
No, you were attacking the fellow there, so you were. And as far as I was concerned, listening to the way you were talking, Stephen, you were supporting and agreeing with this idea.
Stop talking nonsense.
Idea. Now, let me tell you something.
I'm not supporting any idea.
Claire Holland mentioned Coburn Street 3 or 4 times. I can tell you that people on the ground here in East Belfast worked very, very hard around the stuff around Coburn Street. I can also tell you, on August of last year, a group was pulled together from Reach Charter and Act and the MP for the area and the other representatives to try and deal with the bonfire situations, and we've been ongoing. So stuff like this makes it 10 times harder for Phil, myself and others working on the ground for to get respect.
Well, asking people to abide by a code, asking people to abide by a code of rules where everybody plays on a level playing field.
Asking people to show respect to their community whenever there is problems, if there's danger to houses, if there's danger in any shape or form, and to show respect to our
culture. Jim, if they don't, so if they don't listen, if they don't care about their local community, if the bonfire... Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, because you're saying I'm attacking your community, which is absolute nonsense. And by the way, it's loaded and it's cheap and it's nonsense, and I get it every single year that I cover this subject. So let's just talk about this rationally. For a bonfire that is built in your local community or the loyalist community or indeed any community, and it is endangering someone's property because it is built so high that it has the potential of causing danger to human life or property, and the people who are building it don't care, and they build it even higher. Are you telling me that there shouldn't be any way of enforcing the safety rules? Are you telling me that you've got to negotiate with those people rather than saying to them, actually, there are rules here, and if you don't abide by the rules, you will not be allowed to continue?
No. What I'm saying is, when we talk to our people and our children and the people who are involved in this, we want them to see sense and we want them to see a rationale around what we're trying to do. And if they have any respect for their culture, their identity and what they're doing, they will show that respect by not engaging in those facts that you just said there. And that is what we need to do with our communities without bullying them and ramming things down their throat.
But why is a licence bullying?
Let me tell you, once again, the SDLP and the Alliance attacking the unionist culture for votes coming in the election.
Go on,
and that's what that's about.
Well, I don't think it is, and we all
abide by
laws.
You do it every year.
We all abide by laws, and everything from driving to, as you say, planning regulations, it's not being rammed down our throat. It's a general code that keeps the society together, that you adhere to different rules and regulations. I think we talk about leadership. I mean, Jim has made the point himself. He's saying these are people who won't engage with, from himself, from the police to the MP, who've been asked in the case of bonfires that are at risk to people and property removed. If they won't engage with anybody or listen to any reason, then we do have to...
I didn't say that, Clara. You're misquoting me.
I think we are, and we talk about leadership. People need to stop selling absolutely every reasonable proposal as an assault on a community. And like I say, I mentioned, one of the first bonfires I mentioned was the August internment bonfires in West Belfast, which are associated with massive antisocial behaviour and which people want to
come back
removed. But
yes,
you know, we've got to stop selling every reasonable proposal as an assault on a community.
Let's let Jim reply to you.
A victimhood mentality that isn't reasonable.
Claire, when did I say in my conversation with Stephen there that they weren't engaging with us? When did I say that they didn't want to engage
but you
with
said
us?
That all
no,
these
you misquoted me completely there.
Well, I didn't
to suit your
you
agenda.
I've
like an apology from you because I did not say that.
Well, what have you said?
Well, I did not say that they wouldn't engage. I said we are engaging. We are engaging with all the groups in East Belfast who run bonfires. We're trying to engage in the sense to get them to see the rationale around the safety aspects and the support of their own culture.
And so what happens, Jim?
Stevens, Claire has just turned around and used words that I didn't say.
Well, you've pointed that out.
For arguments, so I would like that, because that's not right.
So you pointed that out this morning. Tell me this, Jim. So what happens with those bonfires where you engage and they won't do anything? They won't take it down.
The community takes action.
The community takes action.
Yes, the community. Now, not the bully boy, Stephen, or the big hard man, or the community. People then will be ostracised in a sense and a way. And if the police have to be brought in to do whatever they need to be, that's a community decision.
And when you say the community,
the police are supported on whatever they have to do.
They're supported by the community. You fell out with me the last time. I pointed this out to you. When you say the community, and you say that it's not the hard man and it's not the bully boys, when you say the community then sorts it out, who is the community?
Do you not know what the community... Well, Stephen, right enough, I'm not surprised you're asking me that question, because I don't know how many occasions Phil has offered you and I have offered you to come down onto the streets of East Belfast.
But you get my point.
I'm going to explain to you who the community is. There is hundreds of community groups out there, and yes, there is ex-paramilitaries, there's ex-combatants, as there is in the national
That's not what I'm saying, Jim. I'm saying that
community groups there, and the responsibility levels of all of it comes around the politicians. The politicians are in the room, and by the way, on some occasions the PS and I are in the room with us talking about the issues.
No, I get that. But when there are rules being broken in a local area, and you're saying it's not the bully boys, it's not the hard men that will go in and sort it out. You're saying that is not what happens. You're saying the community sorts it out.
Yep.
And you went boogaloo the last time I put this to you. But what is there? Is there a town hall meeting and the community sit and take a vote?
Stephen, I told you the last time. People actually do, communicate to each other in our communities. In the wee community that I live in Pitt Park, down the Lower Newton Roger, where you've seen all the trouble, there's leaflets going around for people to have a meeting. And when they have the meeting, then a decision made by the community in there as how to go forward with a specific subject. And that's how communities operate. There's also people who represent various aspects of community that go to meetings and like youth workers and people like that there, and their views are all taken into line. So don't think within our communities it's being run by paramilitaries totally. Because go to the PSNI and ask them. In most areas, the ex-combatants and other people within their community who live in their community are working tirelessly to do the right things in their community. Not the bully boys the way you represent ex-paramilitaries or ex-combatants like myself. The only thing that I do in my life is not geared around forcing or ramming. I might be a bit aggressive and when I'm talking to you, and I may come across that way. But when I'm in meetings with people out there, yes, I'm very, very vocal.
I'm just wondering if there is disagreement, if there's a bonfire in a local area, if there is disagreement whether it should come down or not, if the people who have built it are saying we ain't taking it down, if they're literally sitting on top of it, because let's not forget that some of these people actually sit on top of the bonfires to guard them and all that kind of malarkey, then what does the community do? This community word. Anyway, we'll come back to this.
03030. No matter who you are.
80-55-55, 0-30-30, 80-55-55, you're picking up the phone. And by the way, I'm not having it this year, because it happens every year. I'm not having all of these comments that will no doubt come through, Nolan's bashing the Protestant community, all this kind of stuff. Nonsense, because let me just point this out. During bonfire season, what do we get? We get complaints from people within the Protestant community saying, look, what do you do? If these bonfires are being built and you're frightened of speaking out, you're frightened of getting burnt out if you do speak out. If a bonfire's too tall and it's beside their home, if there are tires in the bonfire and there are pollutants from it. So I'm not having it this year, so don't start. Joan and Normo. Morning, Joan.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm just ringing about... I mean, we have a community worker in East Belfast. He's out there this morning. He's shouting at you or whoever is talking to him. And he's not listening. But I would say everything should start now and get those bonfires that's going to be built at the 12th, get them removed if they're over 5 foot. And
5 foot?
Put people, well, what would 5 foot be? Would it be too much?
Well, five foot isn't tall at all.
Well, that's what I want, just a small bone.
It sounds like a 5 foot's like a log fire.
Yeah, but if you sit around it and young children and everything, I would say a small bonfire and have a happy family bonfire.
That's like scout camp.
20 foot one. And then to tell the women and men in East Belfast, well, if you want to leave your home, go, but we are going to have our bonfire. This is what I don't like. They were put out of their homes there, right in the centre of the bonfire, and had to stay out until it was all over.
Okay. John, thank you. John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I think all bonfires, irrespective of who lights them, should be banned.
Now, Jim Wilson will be wanting to have a pop at you.
Ah, well, I don't care if he does or not. Because as far as I'm concerned, these things, they destroy the environment, they destroy the atmosphere, they destroy infrastructure, they destroy people's property, and they destroy people's health.
Jim?
Or anybody could describe that as culture is beyond me.
Let me let Jim speak to you, John. Go on, Jim.
Well, John, I don't know where you live, but quite obviously you haven't been engaged as a young lad and the cultural identity of this, and also what it means to our young kids. And some people always constantly ask, and it is, I know, to start collecting from January and February. I mean, you sit there and analyse it. Why does it do that? It used to be it was June, July, and then that was it, you know. But now they're doing it from so far back in the year that it's unbelievable. So do you ever ask yourself a question, instead of coming on and attacking, you know, the unionists, so loyalists?
Hold on. I did not attack the unionists. I said, on fire trouble, whoever may light them.
Yeah.
So please get it straight, would you please?
Well, that's okay, but the point I'm making to
you... So he's talking about Republican bonfires in August
Every bonfire, it doesn't matter to me who you like.
Well, you see, this is the point. It doesn't matter to you because you don't really care how our children...
if you were to care about your children, you wouldn't be lighting these bonfires in the first place.
Right. Well, how does that work out?
I'll tell you why, because you may have a child who may have asthma. You may have a child who may have
all over the world. And the biggest bonfires were in Norway.
Well, hear him out.
Northern Ireland.
Hear him out, Jim.
Where the big bonfires?
Hear John out. Go on, John.
I just said, I don't know if you picked me up or not, if you worry so much about the children, then he wouldn't be lighting these fires in the first place, because there's kids out there who have asthma and all sorts of lung infections, and they're lighting bonfires beside their homes. Yeah, why would you light a bonfire? Hold on. If I had to light a bonfire in my back garden, and the police and the fire service had to come out to put it out, I could either finish up in court.
You get arrested.
And I would certainly be charged for putting that fire out.
One day.
We give £20,000 a year to people who enjoy burning it.
Will not kill the environment. And I'm sorry to say that your argument is faltering.
One year, not kill the environment.
One day a year, and you consider what China and America and other countries. Don't go down that road because it's an absolute rubbish argument.
One day a year, lighting a fire. It may not kill the environment, but will it help kill the environment? Because if it happens here, it happens in England, it happens anywhere, that all multiplies and has the effect on the environment.
Your argument doesn't hold water.
No, your argument doesn't hold any water at all.
Mine does, because I have a bit of responsibility in my community.
If you had responsibility, you'd be encouraging
everything away from them.
Some other way
how the children feel. Don't worry how people feel. Don't worry how the cultural identity is, as long as you feel okay about it.
You seem to have a problem, Jim. Your problem seems to be that everybody who condemns bonfires is attacking your community. That is anything but the truth.
That's only one of the attacks.
Coming on who are worried about what the hell's going on.
Flags the last time.
I don't care about flags.
It's parades and
flags. No interest to me whatsoever. But you seem to have this paranoia that if you come on here and complain about your bonfires, your flags, it's an attack on the community. It's not. And by the way, there's not one community or two communities in this place. Or I should say, it's not two communities. You've got one community as far as I'm concerned. You're one community. Community of Belfast.
If you live in Northern Ireland, you're living in Clearedale, you're living on a wee Avery Palace, mate.
No, I'm not living in a wee Avery
Palace. Where I live, it seems two communities. Unfortunately, I would love it to be one community, but it's not. You live in an Avery Palace, my friend. You live in an Avery Palace when you think like that.
No. I'm thinking like well now.
I'm on the ground working with Republicans and other people that interfaces.
Well, hold on.
You're the one that's so weird. It's unbelievable.
John, let's give John a bit of space. Go on, John.
Well, as I just said, but I live in Avery Palace. I live in North Belfast. That's where I live, lad. But you see your feet on the ground, pretty big, and I think your head's up your ass.
No.
Lovely.
That's not very nice. Sorry about that. goodness sake. Come on, John, we can be better than that, can't we?
Well, it's very hard when you talk to someone who...
Can't say that to Jim Wilson.
Why? Is Jim special?
John, thank
you. We're all special, mate.
Good morning
to
you.
We're all special. We've all got views. Only I think yours is wrong.
Okay. John, thank you. Jim Wilson, thank you.